We're back to the Neil Harry Show. I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest. He's going to talk about his fourth book in his series. Is it right, Paul?
Absolutely. And I'm excited to hear more about his characters that are in there, the main character and his partner and some of the other people that they run into. So happy to have you here.
All right. Yes. Frank Fiore, The Case of the Prescott Tunnels. Paul, you go ahead and ask some questions this time.
I've been wondering in the last couple of books is his partner, I guess I'll call him partner, from the Scotland Yard, is he still in the book with Jonathan?
Oh yes, he follows Jonathan everywhere, hoping that again he could, thinking that he's still Jack the Ripper or somehow connected to it, that they can get arrest him or lure him into an area like Canada where the British have criminal control, and so he keeps trying, but he's there and he offers some. It's almost like, I didn't realize this until before, it's almost like Sherlock Holmes, you know, Watson and Sherlock. They play off of each other. And that's, he asks the dumb question to Jonathan, and Jonathan, you know, and then gives the sophisticated answer. So, I mean, you know, Abbott is just a cop, just a flatfoot from Scotland Yard. So it's a good playoff between the characters.
So is Abbott from Britain too?
Yeah, he's British. He's Scotland Yard detective.
Go, Paul.
So that is really, you just brought that up as it's another twist in all the stories of Sherlock Holmes and Watson, right? So you have that playing around in it as you're looking for Jack the Ripper.
Yep. The next book, the Prescott one, Prescott Tunnels, now that's steeped in history. And Jonathan, at this point, after three books, he's kind of getting frustrated, okay? And that he hasn't gotten any kind of leads, and he gets to some place, and they tell him, no, you're barking up the wrong tree, you know? But in the fourth book, he hears about an actual prostitute that's killed in Prescott. And this is a true story, by the way. And he said, wow, okay, that's good. We got to get there because that's the best clue we've had yet, right? So he gets to Prescott, finds out that the prostitute was the guy that killed the prostitute. He stomped her to death, which is really brutal, okay? Is that they caught him, and he's hit a dead end. But there was another friend of hers called Alice who disappeared. They don't know how she died. It could be any reason, right? And so again, Jonathan says, "Oh, this may be the murderer by Jack the Ripper," and so he begins to find out about this girl Alice, and that's where the Prescott tunnels come in. And also, since I'm in Prescott, I thought I could use the fourth book to really get to launch my identity here. But at any rate, back in the 1800s. Early 1800s, even the 1700s, the Chinese came in, you know, to build the railroads and what have you. Prescott is a big mining town, okay, big mining town. And in fact, there were 40 saloons in the square on Whiskey Row in one square block, 40 saloons that were willing to take the miners' money, and not only in booze, but in prostitution and gambling and what have you. And so at any rate, the Chinese, of course, were looked down upon as subhuman, and they were constantly berated by the white people and stuff like that. But what the Chinese did, and this is true, they built these tunnels underneath the town, underneath Prescott, so they can move from one place to the other without having to go upstairs and be harassed by the white people. And so those tunnels were used by them, also used by the locals in order for them to get from bar to bar on Whiskey Row, and also known as Opium Central. It's big opium dens there in Prescott at that time, but put on by the Chinese. So a lot of history comes out of this book. And as Jonathan searches for Alice, who supposedly was dead, doesn't believe is dead, but this old crankety old Union soldier who worked with or ran with Custer in the Civil War. And so, and anyway, he always keeps bringing that up. At any rate, the old crotchety colonel, sergeant, the Union guy, he brings them down into the tunnels. And when they're down there, people, again, start trying to kill him. You know, who was trying to stop me from investigating? And so that whole story gets played out. And I got a lot of help, narrative history, oral history, from the owner of the palace, which takes place above the Prescott Tunnels. And the palace is well known around the world as being the place, the saloon to go to if you get to Prescott. And she gave me a lot of oral history, told me about it. And then I kind of looking at her askance, you know, what do you mean horses underneath the palace and stables? And what do you mean the bears that they had down there and all the other things? And she said, I'll show you. She took me down into the tunnels. And so I got firsthand look at the stalls, the horse stalls, the place where they kept the bear. By the way, the bear, the owner used the bear every time there was a argument up at the saloon, and they set the bear up, and the bear would take care of him, and end it. So anyway, this is a good book.
It seems like it. Go. It's available now on Amazon. Definitely search Frank Fiore, and we appreciate it, Frank. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, I want to add one thing, though, if I can. As far as the books that are coming out, in the next book, okay, I introduce a woman. And I figure, and not a woman, but a woman that's what do you call it, a woman's liver, okay? You ever seen the movie, you know, the Great Race?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, that type of woman, she.
Oh, that would be great.
Now you're going to play her against, you know, sophisticated woman against sophisticated Englishman. And of course, they're just.
And the Western. Got it.
All right. And the Western. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Frank. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.